Each week we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe. He joins us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Nick Lippa. Happy holidays, Bill.
Happy holidays to you, Nick.
This past Wednesday, the Sabres lost another overtime game, this time 3-2 to the New York Islanders. It's a familiar outcome for Buffalo this year, but this one came with some controversy. After what appeared to be a great glove save by Sabres goalie Robin Lehner, replay officials determined his glove crossed the line, giving the Islanders a late regulation goal to tie the game. Lehner, after the game, said, "Everything is predetermined against us when it comes to getting calls. Is this just a frustrated goalie who hasn't gotten much help from anyone this year, or does he have a point?"
Well, I think it's basically a frustrated goalie. Robin Lehner hasn't had a lot of help from his team this year. He's played most of the season very well. He's probably quietly been one of the NHL's better goalies. And it looked like he made one of the best saves of the year, but it was a late tying goal. You get that part of his frustration. And you also understand that maybe he didn't see the correct angle at first, because basically everyone who watched that goal couldn't see how it went in the net. But then the NHL, a replay came out. They even sent it out in an email to some of us. There's a screen grab of the goal, and the puck's clearly over the line in the net. And I don't know how you can argue it after looking at that. But the Sabres, yeah, they don't seem to get many breaks. And that's what happens when you're a bad team a lot. Yeah, you kind of make your own fortune. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt over a better team a lot of times. So I get Leonard's frustration, but I don't think anything's predetermined. That was a goal.
Why can't they seem to find overtime success?
That's a good question. You think they would win a couple of them, because a lot of times it almost seems like a toss-up. But I think a lot of other teams have more skill. The Sabres can certainly put some skill out there with Jack Eichel and Evander Kane and Ryan O'Reilly. But I think a lot of the year, Evander Kane and Jack Eichel were out there together, and that was a bad combo. We saw that in St. Louis when they both got burned for a goal. Phil Housley has since broken that combo up. But this is a team that doesn't know how to win. They don't know how to close out games. We saw that Wednesday night. And they've been a bad team for the first 60 minutes, so it's not surprising to me that they're bad in overtime. But they've had their chances. We saw that Wednesday night. There's been a lot of games like that where they could have won in overtime. We saw that a couple of weeks ago. Evander Kane had a breakaway, and right back up the ice, the Carolina Hurricanes scored. So their record could easily be a little better.
And that being said, Buffalo's had trouble with scoring in general, with a lot of underperforming players. Zemgus Girgensons is one of them. He went 25 games without scoring before recently finding the back of the net in back-to-back games. And he's found himself in the press box, too, just earlier this month. Has his game improved?
It's definitely improved. We're seeing the Zemgus Girgensons I think a lot of people envisioned when he had scored 15 goals 3 years ago as an NHL All-Star. Getting scratched clearly woke him up. It did something to him, and he's been a different player since then. And I think he had reached a crossroads with the Sabres. He had been pretty bad for 2 months. It's a new regime. We're a couple of regimes removed from him getting drafted 14th overall in 2012, and they don't have an investment in him. So it was getting to the point with Zemgus Girgensons where you thought maybe you'd wake up one morning, you see they traded him for a third-round pick or another third-, fourth-line type struggling that needed a change of scenery. But for the past few weeks since he's been scratched, he's been terrific. He's playing with Jack Eichel right now. They've had some chemistry over the years. And he looks like that smart, gritty-ish 15-type goal scorer these last couple of weeks. And it's good for the Sabres. They need secondary scoring. They need guys to step up and do something. And he's been a guy that's really come through in the last couple of weeks.
Now, the Winter Classic is just a few days away. On New Year's Day, the Sabres will be facing off against the New York Rangers in an outdoor game at Citi Field. It's been 10 years since the inaugural Classic in Buffalo when they faced a young Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. What's your fondest memory from the first game?
Well, my fondest memory from the first game is probably everyone else, is just the scene, the postcard scene of the snow falling basically all game, and it was more or less perfect. And then at the end of the game wasn't the best, of course. Those outdoor games usually aren't very well played. And then you had Sidney Crosby, the NHL's top young superstar, going against Ryan Miller, one of the NHL's best goalies, in the shootout for the winner. And it worked out to be a perfect afternoon from everyone's perspective, maybe except for the Sabres, they lost, but from the NHL, for NBC, for the Penguins, it was just a memorable day. And I don't think anyone knew then what it would start, that the Winter Classic would become a yearly thing, that it would become this coveted game that everyone wanted. And it's been 10 years, and there's been some fun games, some memorable scenes since then, but I still think that's the best one.
Now, what should we be looking for in this game upcoming? Sabres have been struggling. That is the season-long mantra, essentially. But, you know, is this a game that might kickstart their year on New Year's Day?
I think the Sabres should use the couple days outdoors just to not relax, but just to have some fun and to remember why they play hockey. And hopefully for them, it can break up the monotony of another losing season, and maybe it can kickstart them. The games, like I said, they're not always that good. I mean, it's a game. I mean, the Sabres can win the game, of course. I mean, who knows what the conditions are going to be? It's a game they can win. They can beat the Rangers, but you wonder if they beat the Rangers 4-1, could that kickstart their season? Could that get them going? Maybe. They played better as of late, and I just think they should try to enjoy this weekend.
The Buffalo Sabres are heading into the new year as of right now with only one more win than the Buffalo Bills. It's been a tough year for Sabres fans. You know, what should we expect to see from this team in the new year?
I would expect to see more changes. They've had a ton of changes already in the past 9 months. They've changed the coach, the GM. They have 10 new players this year, but I would expect to see more changes. Not from the coach or GM or anything like that, but just the makeup of the team. It's clearly not working. They've had an evaluation now of almost half a season, and I would just expect to see some guys traded in the next few weeks, couple of months before the deadline, even after the season. And GM Jason Brattle can get more players that fit his mold, that he can get more players that fit Phil Housley's mold, because right now they don't have enough of them. I mean, the Sabres, yeah, they have a lot of talent. Jack Eichel and Evander Kane and Robin Leonard's been good, and Rasmus Ristolainen's been good sometimes, but they don't have enough top-tier talent. They still don't have enough depth, and if they don't improve that, they're going to go nowhere, of course.
One positive note for the Sabres this year has been the success of their farm team, the Rochester Amerks. Goaltender Linus Ullmark was recently named AHL Player of the Week, and as of right now, they stand near the top of the league in the standings after years of failure. How have the Amerks found success, and is this a sign things will get better for the Sabres?
I don't think in Rochester there's a ton of immediate help that's going to really kickstart the Sabres. Brendan Gooley is a very good prospect, a defenseman. They've kept him in the minors, though. It's been pretty obvious that they're going to let him develop and pay his dues. I think we could go the whole year without seeing him. Linus Ullmark is a terrific goalie, terrific prospect, one of the AHL's best goalies, if not the best, and I think he could be a starter in the NHL. He's really, in my opinion, their most NHL-ready prospect down there. But I think what's transformed the Amerks isn't really prospects. It's Jason Botterill, who ran Wilkes-Barre when he was with the Penguins, their AHL affiliate. It's his fingerprints. It's him finding the right mix of veterans and younger guys, just coaching. Chris Taylor, who was an Amerks assistant, played for the Sabres. His good friend he played with, who he brought over from Wilkes-Barre, just finding that right mix of guys to develop and to have the right culture and to win at the AHL level. I mean, the Amerks have like five guys at least who played for Wilkes-Barre in the last couple years. They have one guy, Sahir Gill, who's one of their leading scorers. He hasn't gotten a lot of attention. And they just know what Jason Botterill wants. They know what Chris Taylor wants. And I think that's really helped the Amerks quite a bit. They understand the culture, the expectations of the new regime, because they've played for them before. Wilkes-Barre had a lot of success. And this is exciting for Rochester. Rochester is a terrific hockey town. There aren't a lot of AHL towns like that. They expect a winner. They expect good players. They have a rich tradition. And they've fallen on hard times in the last few years. And you go there and attendance isn't that high, but I think there's a buzz about this team. And to me, I know it's only halfway through the year, but they looked prime for a big playoff run.
Sabres play tonight at 7 against the New Jersey Devils before taking on the Rangers New Year's Day for the 2018 NHL Winter Classic. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thanks, Nick.